Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Horace Edwards. You took $64.99 out of my bank account last night, and I don't know who you are or nothing about you.
All right,
this is a fraud.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
28320. I have not ordered anything from you. I don't even know who in the hell you are.
All right. May I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Horace, H-O-R-A-C-E, Edwards.
All right, Mr. Edwards, for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
What do you want to know all this for?
Because, sir, that's the only way I can locate an account. That's the only way I can locate an account for you. And I have to verify that I'm giving you the correct information.
Hush a minute. 19098 Highway 131, Bladenboro, North Carolina.
Thank you for that. I do see back on April the 18th, that you paid a $6.95 shipping and handling to receive a headlamp.
Yeah, but it weren't $64.
That item itself.
It was free.
It was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And it does state in the terms and conditions.
That ain't what y'all said on that damn advertisement there. Mm-hmm. I took a survey for Lowe's, and y'all said it was free, and I paid the shipping. That's all I'm supposed to pay. Now, I'm going to turn this in as a fraud, because it is a fraud. Now, you people out here in California, y'all think y'all got all the answers.
Well, sir, it does state that in the terms and conditions that you are joining a Factory Direct online web store.
I am what?
That you actually joined a online web store called Factory Direct where you could actually purchase gadgets.
I did not, and you can't show me where I did.
Yes, sir. It's stated in the terms and conditions before you ever check out and agree to pay that shipping and handling.
You are just like all the rest of the people in California. You are a damn liar. I did not. You are a fraud, and y'all taking people's money, old people's money, just for the fun of it.
But sir, I can get
you
counsel out of
this. You won't get no more of this one, huh?
I can get you counsel. Give me 1 second.
I didn't hear what you said then.
I will get you counsel. Give me 1 second. All right, sir. I've gotten you counseled out of that. You can't be billed anything further. That cancellation takes effect immediately, okay?
That's right. And send me my money back. And if I ain't got my money back in there Monday, I'm going to the fraud shop.
Well, sir, that refund would take at least 3 to 5 business days to be refunded to that account.
Take people's money for no reason whatsoever.
Everything is stated in the terms and conditions when you make the order, sir.
Damn your terms and conditions. You can make them as you go, ma'am. You put my money back in my account, or we're going to have problems. I don't care what it costs me. We're going to have problems.
Well, that refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with? Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Damn you. I don't thank nobody.